So I thought I'd share my journey with you. And tell you that I'm human. Does that tell you what happened?
Wow. I'm surprised you were parked when you got it.
Definitely parked.
In the wrong spot.
But I want to show you how the Holy Spirit had warned me, but I didn't listen. Okay? I was across the street, and there was a beautiful parking place, and there was another car parked next to it, and there was this beautiful space, perfectly good, but it had white lines in it. And there was a yellow line underneath. So it was convenient and very handy. God provided, right?
Provided for someone else.
Not for me. But I got out of the car and I heard, this is no lie. You see the yellow line? It's under the white ones. Oh. But I didn't pay attention. I kept on going, did my repairs, and did whatever I needed to do, and got out of the store. It's right at Walmart across the street, not very far. And I saw the ticket. I said, "Oh, Lord." He said, "It has nothing to do with, oh, Lord. It's, oh, Kim."
Kim.
So then, of course, I looked at the fee, and it's $15. And I said, "Well, I guess I'm going to have to be praying for the department in Chicopee." And he said, "No." He said, "You listen to a lying spirit." You say, "Well, why would you be listening to a lying spirit?" Well, I've been on a quest against the lying spirits that use all kinds of symptoms in my body to tell me that I am not healed. Amen. And this morning, as I was driving in, I kept getting Hezekiah. I trusted my friend to know where Hezekiah was, but my friend didn't have any knowledge, but I found out that God's Holy Spirit has knowledge. So I'm going to take you to 2 Chronicles chapter 18. 2 Chronicles chapter 18. It's all about life with a king. Nudge your neighbor. Say, "Remember, you're a king's kid. You just might be vulnerable to lying spirits." Amen? All right. Verse 1. Jehoshaphat had great wealth and honor, and he allied himself with Ahab by marriage. Some years later, he went down to visit Ahab in Samaria, and Ahab slaughtered many sheep and cattle for him and the people with him, and urged him to attack Ramoth-Gilead. Ahab, king of Israel, asked Jehoshaphat, king of Judah, "Will you go with me against Ramoth-Gilead?" Jehoshaphat replied, "I am as you are, and my people as your people. We will join you in the war." But Jehoshaphat also said to the king of Israel, "First, seek the counsel of the Lord." First, seek the counsel of the Lord. Did I listen to the Lord yesterday?
No.
Who do you think I was listening to?
Him.
Yeah. I had all kinds of good excuses that the yellow line could have been on the top of the white ones. But it was the other way around. Okay. Verse 5. So the king of Israel brought together the prophets, 400 men. Say 400 prophets.
400 prophets.
Not one or two. Okay? and ask them, shall we go to war against Ramoth Gilead, or shall I refrain? Go, they answered, for God will give it into the king's hand. So there's 400 opinions that are saying, go for it, you're going to win. Just like the thought that came. The yellow line could be on top of the white ones. But it's not. So who's lying? Watch. But Jehoshaphat asked, is there not a prophet of the Lord here who can inquire of, whom we can inquire of? The king of Israel answered Jehoshaphat, there is still one man through whom we can inquire of the Lord, but I hate him. Oh! Because he never prophesies anything good about me, but always bad. He is Micaiah, the son of Imlah. The king should not say that Jehoshaphat replied. So the king of Israel called one of his officials and said, bring Micaiah, son of Imlah, at once. Watch verse 9. It's kind of cool. Dressed in their royal robes, the king of Israel and Jehoshaphat, king of Judah, were sitting on their thrones at the threshing floor by the entrance of the gate of Samaria, with all the prophets prophesying before them. All the prophets are what?
Prophesying.
Now Zedekiah, son of Kenaniah, had made iron horns, and he declared, this is what the Lord says, with these you will gore the Arameans until they are destroyed. All the other prophets were prophesying the same thing. Were they in harmony?
Yep.
All right. Attack Ramoth Gilead and be victorious, they said, for the Lord will give it into the king's hand. The messenger who had gone to summon Micaiah said to him, look, as one man, the other prophets are predicting success for the king. Let your word agree with theirs and speak favorably. Advice. I heard the advice. Keep on going. It's okay. I locked the door of the car and kept trucking. But Micaiah said, as surely as the Lord lives, I can tell him only what my God says. And when he arrives, the king asks him, Micaiah, shall we go to war against Ramoth Gilead, or shall I refrain? Attack and be victorious, he answered, for they will be given into your hands. The king said to him, how many times must I make you swear to tell me nothing but the truth in the name of the Lord? Then Micaiah answered, I saw all Israel scattered on the hills like sheep without a shepherd. And the Lord said, these people have no master. Let each one go home in peace. The king of Israel said to Jehoshaphat, didn't I tell you that he never prophesies anything good about me, but only bad? Micaiah continued, therefore hear the word of the Lord. I saw the Lord sitting on his throne with all the hosts of heaven standing in his right and on his left. And the Lord said, who will entice Ahab, king of Israel, into attacking Ramoth Gilead and going to his death there? One suggested this and another that. Verse 20. Finally, a spirit came forward, stood before the Lord and said, I will entice him. By what means, the Lord asked? I will go and be a lying spirit in the mouth of all his prophets, he said. Try that one on for size. Verse 21, if it doesn't record with you, it should tell you that I was listening to what spirit yesterday?
Lying.
Did I discern it?
No.
I did to a degree, but I didn't obey. I got $15 going out to the city of Chicopee to make it right.
Justified.
The bottom line is, As I was driving out of the parking lot, I said, Lord, I'm going to give this gift to the city. He said, oh, that's a good excuse. Now, come on. Are you guys human or I? Okay? I pray you're human. Was there a lying spirit in a work on me? Yes, he was. Watch again. I will go and be a lying spirit in the mouth of all his prophets. And he said, you will succeed in enticing him, says the Lord. Go and do it. So who gave permission? The Lord gave permission. So now the Lord has put a lying spirit in the mouth of these prophets of yours. The Lord has decreed disaster for you. Then Zedekiah, son of... Oh, here we go again. Kenana went up and slapped Micaiah in the face. Which way did the spirit from the Lord go when he went from me to speak to you, he asked. Micaiah replied, you will find out on the day you go to hide in an inner room. The king of Israel then ordered, take Micaiah and send him back to Amon, the ruler of the city of Joash, the king's son, and say, this is what the king says. Put this fellow in prison and give him nothing but bread and water until I return safely. Micaiah declared, if you ever return safely, the Lord has not spoken through me. Then he added, mark my words, all you people. There's 400 prophets listening, and one got the message. Say, what are you after? You'll get one word from the Lord, and you'll get 400 from
the lying spirit.
What are they trying to do?
Destroy.
And what is God trying to do?
Save.
Help you discern them.
Help you discern them.
Yeah.
Help you get a clue about what you should do. What I should have done when I saw the lines is get back in the car
and pray.
But I was too busy.
Now I'm worried because I'm parked on white lines out there.
$15. Another one with 15 bucks. God, the city's going to make $45.
You're getting it if I get it.
Well, he's already got 15 from me and two more.
15 from her.
15 from her?
No.
That's going to be?
There were no parking places.
No, I know.
On white lines. Another one on white lines. Okay, so it's coming good. The city's going to make 60, right?
The city must be hungry.
Well, they shouldn't have all those trucks there.
There we go.
They're bombed.
How many get reasoning happening?
What's the address?
Oh, yeah.
You guys are having a good time, but there's a lesson here. Okay? God will test you. And there may be 400 telling you to do. But the Holy Spirit has his person. Not necessarily will you like that person.
Amen.
Amen.
Or the word, right on. What am I saying? I'm going to take you to 2 Corinthians chapter 10. I know I took you there the other day. 2 Corinthians chapter 10. St. Paul is talking to the church. And I'm talking to the church. Verse 3. For though we live in the world, we do not wage war as the world does. The weapons we fight with are not weapons of the world. On the contrary, they have divine power to demolish strongholds. We demolish arguments and every pretension that sets itself up against the knowledge of God. And we take captive every thought. I didn't do it. Cost me $15. Well, I haven't paid it yet, but I will. Yes, dear.
I just have to tell you this. Thelma taught me 2 Corinthians 10:5, yep. Casting down imaginations, and I finally learned it by heart. So whenever that happens, that's what I say.
All right.
Out of the old King James, but...
Yeah. Same thing. Same word.
Still gorgeous.
What I'm trying to give you is this. 400 opinions. The first out of 400 gave the truth because he was obedient to the Lord and didn't care whether he was loved or not. Now close your eyes. Say, Lord Jesus, it's not all about me being accepted. What's important is that I speak your word. Whether it cuts, divides, or hurts, I will obey you with your grace and with your favor, even when it's not comfortable. And the king might get upset. Whatever king I'm serving could be King Self. Could be King Comfortable.
Could be King Justified.
Depending on the circumstances, I will obey with God's grace. If I have failed you, Lord Jesus, like the pastor did, you'll turn it into good. And it'll be the best $15 he ever spent. Because he's humbling himself.
Wait a minute.
You're catching on?
And we're repenting for it.
I said to the Lord, I forgot the violation ticket in the car. He said, go back and get it. So when I came down, it's so bright orange, I thought everybody would see it, but I was able to hide it and keep it for the little blessing that you needed. How many tasted of what a lying spirit can do? Put your hand up if you tasted it. How many of you have listened to those lying spirits? Therefore, what do we need?
Discernment.
To be able to discern, to be able to distinguish between what is of God and what is not of God. What is going to cost you your life? Because this king ended up dead. Let's go back. Amen? Verse 28. Ahab killed at Ramoth Gilead. So the king of Israel and Jehoshaphat, king of Judah, went up to Ramoth Gilead. The king of Israel said to Jehoshaphat, I will enter the battle in disguise. But you wear your royal robes. Oh, what a real sucker. So the king of Israel disguised himself and went into battle. Verse 30. Now the king of Aram had ordered his chariot commanders, do not fight with anyone, small or great, except the king of Israel. So who's the target? The king of Israel. When the chariot commanders saw Jehoshaphat, they thought, this is the king of Israel. So they turned to attack him, but Jehoshaphat cried out, and the Lord helped him. God drew them away from him. God! Did you hear that? For when the chariot commanders saw that he was not the king of Israel, they stopped pursuing him. But someone drew his bow at random, I love this part, and hit the king of Israel between the sections of his armor. The king told the chariot driver, wheel around and get me out of the fighting. I've been wounded. All day long the battle raged, and the king of Israel propped himself up in his chariot facing the Arameans until evening. Then at sunset,
his disobedience was visible. And he died. When Jehoshaphat, king of Judah, returned safely to his palace in Jerusalem, Jehu the seer, the son of Hanani, went out to meet him and said to the king, "Should you help the wicked and love those who hate the Lord? Because of this, the wrath of the Lord is upon you. There is, however, some good in you, for you have rid the land of the Asherah poles and have set your heart on seeking God." Turning things around when you see yourself is the whole process that I'm trying to give you today. When you see that 400 people could be telling you to do and do and do, and you've got their assurance that you're going to make out, you could be heading for disaster and death. But the very person that you can't stand could be the one that's holding God's word for you. One, speaking the truth by the Holy Spirit will bring life. 400 lying forces sent by God could put you on a one-way trip. Close your eyes. Father God, I'm asking for your spirit, not only to counsel and comfort these, but to give them a cry that they've never cried before. Protect me from the lying forces. Protect me from the deceiving voices, even of the false prophets that are out there this day. And they are prophesying that we're about to bite the dust. They are prophesying that we are not going to go through any hardship. They are prophesying that we will not have any pain. And those are lies from hell. Our Savior had it rough. And he's our example. And the fellowship of his suffering is part of the walk. Not because I'm trying to be comfortable with you, but I'm trying to give you the truth. Bad enough I failed yesterday, I don't want to fail today. Amen?
Amen.
Share some love to each other.